Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers 3-0 after a 16-15 win over the Cardinals on Sunday at Levi's Stadium. Nick Bosa got hurt in the first quarter. Let's listen to what Kyle Shanahan said.
Nick's injury.
No, we can't rule anything out. I mean, they checked for ACL and stuff there. It was good with that, but we're still not sure, so we got to check with more thorough things here tonight and tomorrow.
Does that give you more nerves or...
Yeah,
is that just
know.
The standard of, I mean, have we ever heard, help me out, we halfway got the report on the injury. That's what has me a little nervous. If you're waiting for good news, that you would give the good news, but you don't got the whole report.
I think they're bracing for some bad news, but I don't know for sure. But hopefully we'll get some more news today. And, yeah. We'll also find out about Brock Purdy at some point, you would think, this week.
How you think Mac did in totality?
I thought he was pretty good. I think Purdy's better than him.
No, I'm with you.
I'm wondering why Mac Jones, you know, what did Kyle Shanahan see that allowed him to use Mac Jones to throw 40 times in two games?
There's like, something. Maybe it was even in college, Steiny. Like, I'm being serious. There's a confidence there that this is the second game in a row that your boys threw it 41 times. But, you know, Steiny, I'm sitting here saying, again, I haven't said this thing has been perfect. It's not. A break there, you might be 0-3. But that was last year's Niners. Right now, ride it. And the fans feel the vibe, 3-0. But I am wondering, Steiny, again, just on the McCaffrey meter, another, you know, day, 17 rushes for 52 yards. I know Arizona, they're a good defense, but Steiny, only 3.1 on the ground.
I mean, that's one thing that, you know, again, they're getting wins despite not running the ball like they normally run the ball. And they're 3-0 without Kittle, without Purdy for the last two games.
Jennings in play. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Mike.
Hey, what's popping, man? Let's start this off. First of all, James Conner is a real one.
Yes.
And for him to go out like that, it hurt me because Conner he be tagging our ass every year, man. So shout out to him, man. James Conner, very underrated running back in the NFL. I got on the station. Y'all up here talking like, y'all at 25 Fitness. I'm thinking it's a WWE station. That was hella funny. Don't quit playing with me. That was hilarious. With that being said, it's nothing like winning gritty. And for a young team to be winning the way that we winning, that's the most encouraging sign. You know what I'm saying? You could go through life without no bumps and bruises, right? But did you really have life? Did y'all really have a relationship if everything was peaches and cream? You find out what your mate, whoever you're dealing with, is really about when y'all have to go through some adversity. So for them to build this up, first three games, three tight hard-fought games that you really have to execute and pull it out, that's the most encouraging thing. And so, like, that's what I think you were kind of talk about, Guru. Like, you were impressed by that. So for rookies to come in here and to play like the way that they're playing, they're playing like veterans.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it wasn't expected. So I understand where you coming from, Guru. Y'all be cool. Y'all stay doing what y'all doing, man. For real, for real.
Stoney, I'll say this to that. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, we keep saying, and James Conner, Exhibit A, guy comes back, beats cancer, plays his ass off. So thoughts and prayers to him because his season's over. And that was ugly. And you saw both teams, you know, come to the middle of the field and do what players do when they see a guy down. It's serious. But we keep assuming, and I'm part of it, that everybody's going to be back. Everybody's going to be healthy. But yesterday was just another example of, yeah, you think Kittle's coming back, but when you get Kittle, do you lose Stiney? Do you lose Goo? And that was just on display for me when Bosa went out in the first quarter. It's all fluid, right? You never know. And they're getting these wins, as ugly as they are, because I admit that, Stiney, you never know when you're really truly going to be whole. And that's why every week that you go out and seek a win is important. And they got they're 3-for-3.
Did anybody have an issue with Shanahan going for it on 4th-and-2 down by the goal line? It was that was the play
when Mac was limping and got hurt.
We threw to McCaffrey and McCaffrey had nothing.
Stoddy, before then, so yeah, I do. Before then, he barely made the handoff, Mac Jones. That play was supposed to go out, you know, wide, and he barely got the ball to him. So I'm like, damn, Kyle, you being Jesse James, you know, although that play got stuffed, and then McCaffrey, Stoddy, if he were in Kaiser this morning from the hit he took and the refs didn't call targeting, I thought he was gambling. Like, they lose that game, that's what we're talking about this morning.
I actually was thinking I would have taken the field goal there.
Because I would have, too.
The defense is, you know, was playing really well. You have a backup quarterback. I figured take the 3, go up 9-6, and then let your defense try to win that game. But he ended up going for it, didn't get it. But the 49ers got a hold, and they were able to get the ball back around midfield. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee,
what's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Good morning, Stiney. Good morning, Guru.
Hey,
I'm sitting back watching the 49er game, you know, that offensive line has been really, really good. And the game was so boring yesterday. As a fan, we're trying to sit through it. And I just thought, you know, guys, I've been the worst Kyle Shanahan hater ever. But I just thought that everybody, with this 3-game win streak, everybody is getting better. Everybody is kind of putting their ego aside and going, hey, I need to do some things different. And Kyle Shanahan was the first person that I thought wouldn't want to do anything different. It was always to me like, hey, it's my way or the highway. But he's changing. I love how he's throwing on first and second down. I love how he's trying to mix it up. And even though it's kind of vanilla, hey, you throw a screen here, you throw a screen there, yes. But I like how he's mixing it up and doing some of the things that he hasn't done over his career, which means he's changing. And when you change, you get better. But also the players are changing. They're focusing more. They're buying in to go, hey, Kyle Shanahan's going to have some stuff where we're going to have to catch some tough passes across the middle and in traffic. Okay, but we got to do it. We got to execute plan. You know, and so I just think everyone as a collective is getting better. I don't want to give too much credit to Kyle. I don't want to give too much credit to the players. I just think as a collective, they're doing great. And I think that's what it takes to get back to a Super Bowl.
Appreciate it, Leroy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, they win 16-15. They're 3-0. They lead the NFC West. Mac Jones, another solid game. Threw a pick with 5 minutes to go. It
man,
didn't end up hurting him.
Pasta, do we have that sound? Stoddy, I don't know if you heard him at the podium or the fans, but I'm liking this dude's podium game. Can we hear Mac Jones talk about that pick?
I'll grab it real quick.
Okay. Yeah, Stoudy, he's got a little humor or wittiness to him about that throw. But he's growing on me. I got to slow down. But, Stoudy, I do wonder when Brock Purdy comes back, do we see 40 pass attempts? Like, there's a confidence Kyle has of Mac throwing it, right?
I mean, it might be a simple case of with Mac Jones, they don't want to get beaten through the air, so they got a lot of guys up in the box, and it gives them those intermediate passes. I mean, it just felt like Mac Jones dropped back all day and threw a 6-yard pass for seven.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8 yards, and maybe with Purdy, yeah. The defense thinks that, they want to let Purdy beat him through the air, yeah, because McCaffrey can get him beat. But I don't know. Maybe Kyle Shanahan seeing something that clearly some other people don't see.
Let's see. You got it, pasta play for Stoney.
I threw it right to the guy, so it wasn't like he made a good play. I mean, good for him. He caught it. Like, awesome. But it was technically second part of my read, and I took a hitch to it and ripped it. I don't know. And he was standing right there, so I just got to get off of it. And I had an outlet down the sideline. That would have been my, second part of the read. So could definitely do that or just throw it over his head and maybe play fourth down or whatever, try and kick a field goal. I know it was pretty far at that point. I wasn't – never want to do that. But at the end of the day, I did rip it and committed to my throw. So – I won't take that one back.
Mac Jones talking about the one pick he threw midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Stoney, I thought it was game. One more thing we hadn't talked about. You tell me what you think. I'm going to slow down for you. But, Stoney, you said this coming into the season. Willard even alluded to it. But Ricky Pearsall, man, has all the makings of maybe the future number one receiver here, even when IU comes back. But 8 receptions, 117 yards, Stoney. He's got 16 on the season, 14 have gone for first downs. I mean, what are you making of this dude through 3 weeks?
I think he's good.
Yeah.
I think he's faster than you think, though he's not a burner. I think he's quicker than you think. I can't remember him dropping a ball last year or this year. He seems to be really sure-handed. Seems to be able to make a play in the 10 to 15 yard area and the, you know, in the 20 to 30 yard area over the middle. He seems 34. To be kind of automatic. So, I think he looks good.
Yeah.
I think he looks real good. And clearly, Mac Jones, that's the guy that Mac Jones, along with McCaffrey, is leaning on without Brock Purdy in the lineup.
Yeah.
Let's go to Marvin Livermore. Hey, Marv, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Enjoy your show as always. And Goo, love your passion.
Hey, thank you.
But you guys got me going on this. I'm not a Niner fan, but I just can't believe the hyperbole about being 3-0 against a weak schedule like this. You guys have 6 guys in the top 5 at their position. You have the weakest schedule almost in history. I called a month ago and said Niners are going to go 12-5, but when you guys went to the Super Bowl, you went 13-3 and you had the best roster. If they would have won in the Super Bowl, that would have been considered one of the best teams in the history of the league. And now they're 3-0 against a garbage schedule. And you guys are giving them praise, giving them flowers for some winning games that they should be winning, period, no matter who's hurt compared to the competition. I can't imagine, where's the Niners standard? Like Pittsburgh, there's the standard. What is the current standard that the Niners live by? I don't hear anything about their past glory. You guys are one of the best franchises in the history, and you're giving this guy a pass because he's 3-0. I mean, please explain it to me. I'm a Denver Bronco fan, and we used to get our butt kicked in the Super Bowl until we won, and then we got our flowers. This guy hasn't won a Super Bowl. You guys have 5, and you're acting like he's a genius like Bill Walsh. No way. It doesn't compete to me. So please just explain the flowers given to Shanahan and these and the team when they have not completed the job.
I'll just take this year, and I think it's two things. One is this team was 6-11 last year. Mm. That's just the bottom line, and they were 1-5 in the division. They had a terrible year, and there's been questions about whether this is not a good team or whether it was an outlier year. So the fact that they're 3-0, I think, has definitely gotten some fans feeling good about this team. I also think the other thing is the fact that, you know, they won 2 of these games without Purdy. They won 2 of these games without Kittle. They won 3 of these games without Ayuk. That they're kind of, the 49ers are stacking wins right now while they're hurt, which has the fan base fired up.
Yeah, and I know he said he's a Bronco fan, but I one of my good friends, Phil Steiny, is a diehard Steeler fan. I don't know what he's talking about, because let me know the last time the Steelers won a playoff game. It's been a minute. But the bottom line and how this conversation started this morning for me is I just simply told you and the listeners, with what you just talked about, I can't ignore the injuries. They do happen. But this team, how they're having, when they're having them, and they still are winning games that they would have just tricked away last year, and they've won 3 of those games thus far. I don't know where this thing is headed, but through 3 games – I mean, I don't think you could draw it up any better as far as what type of metal do we have. Did it change from last year when we squandered every Sunday, it felt like, or couldn't meet the moment? And they've met the moment 3 times.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners pushed their record to 3-0 with a 16-15 win over Arizona. Their defense solid again. Their offense good enough. They haven't been prolific offensively, but then again, they're not exactly 100%. But 49er fans, how good are you feeling about this team? How real do you think they are at 3-0? Or do you look at this schedule and say, we still have a lot more work to do, and I got to see some more, wins against quality opponents before I start buying in, or do you see something building here? 888-957-9570.
What if I asked you your play of the game? And the reason I'm posing that to you, Stoney, is I got 5 options here that I could choose that I thought were my play of the game, but I'm going to hear your answer, and then I'm going to give you mine. If you used to go your play of the game yesterday.
I thought it was DeMarcado's drop with 5 at the 5 when he was going to walk in. He catches that.
What happened?
And it's,
he dropped it.
It's, you're up 10-6. But he drops it, and now it's 6-6. It's like you can't give up a play that looks like a touchdown and think you're going to beat a good team. And
on the road.
That's the biggest team. That's to me, that's the biggest play. You make that play, you probably win the game.
Mine is, and I got that, and I can also one-up you, if you don't mind, on Marvin Harrison Jr. dropping one in the sun. That was another killer that kept the Niners in the game. But mine, to me, Stein, is when you're losing, everybody in the stadium knows it, the announcers. Third down, Zay Jones looked at it, caught the ball, he got the space to catch it, and Upton Stout played that thing. Steiny, he caught it. He just didn't complete the catch. So that's what you call an incompletion. But to me, that was the one, like, Stoney, you get a first down there, where they could do the Geno Smith night-night.
You know, the other play, obviously, was the fourth and two to Pearsall. I mean, if they don't make that, that's a gutsy play.
They don't make that. Calling for his head.
They don't make that play, and
yeah. They'd be calling for – were you shocked the ball was in the air like that? I couldn't believe it.
You know, I just thought it's a pretty gutsy play. Pretty gutsy play. But I think he also is feeling pretty good about the defense. That is Kyle Shanahan. Speaking of Shanahan, this is what he said about Mac Jones.
I thought he did some really good things. I know there's a couple that he'd love to take back, have back. I thought his pick was just a bad play. Love for Ricky to be able to break that up, but I thought it was a bad call. The way he came back on the end on that last drive, he was unbelievable. Even scrambling around when his knee was bothering him. But he was real good today.
Kyle Shanahan talking about Mac Jones.
You think we were done seeing him? Again, it's Monday. I know, Stoney, you're not a doctor. Were you feel like, you know, one more or against Jacksonville? Or you think, to me, it felt like Purdy went down to the wire in regard to playing or not playing. I do wonder how far he is from getting the reins back.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both got all week to kind of heal up. But
Mac re-aggravated that Achilles injury, though.
Yeah. Let's go to Robin in San Francisco. Hey, Robin.
Our girl.
Hey, you guys. I just wanted to say that, or ask you guys, you know, it's obvious our team is flawed for a variety of reasons. But can somebody explain to me why the DBs in secondary always playing off so soft, 20 yards, and they're slow as hell? Why won't Kyle Shanahan fix this? Because all it takes is a damn good quarterback to pick our secondary apart, and it's done and over with. Peace out, you guys.
So I was going to say, Robin, they only threw for 159, but you talked about that drop. And then also, if Harrison Jr. holds on to it, those are breakdowns. But, Robin, this is a young defense and a young secondary, Stoney.
I mean, the defense through three games hasn't given up a ton of points. So, what have they given up? 15, 21, and 16. I mean, I think you'll take that average, whatever it is, all season long. Nick Bosa is the story, though, at least injury-wise, of this game. And here is Kyle Shanahan talking about what the concern level is, if it's an ACL, if not, and where they go from here.
I'm sure he's concerned, and just knowing how he would be, and hopefully we'll have some good news tomorrow.
To clarify, they ruled out an ACL for him?
They haven't ruled it out. No, we're not sure. I mean, there is concern because of how he feels. And, you know, they do the tests and stuff on the sideline. When usually they say whether he definitely did or not, and they didn't say that. But we are concerned with that and keeping our fingers crossed for the MRI or whatever he does.
I didn't know what to make. I didn't know. Just signing when he put his thumbs down, I think he was looking at his parents. But the more I think of that, he knew right away something wasn't right.
Yeah.
But how long is something not going to be right is the question.
And what specifically isn't right?
Right.
And how long will that keep him out of action? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to more Kyle Shanahan here. How confident was he in Pinero as opposed to Moody?
Confident, you know, we don't have a lot of life experiences together, so I don't, you know, so I was feeling good with it, and he definitely kept that going. We were going to kick along. We were in field goal range earlier before that. I love the screen that Christian did. The guys blocked great for him, got it in there, made it easier, and then we centered it, and I hit the game winner.
Kyle Shanahan on Pinero.
Man, remember, I was rooting for Jake, but that's an L I'll take. I mean, because it seems like now, Stoney, the whole circus is packed up and gone out of town. And for him to be, I don't know, demonstrative like he was just letting it out after he made the game-winning kick. But honestly, I'm just telling you, you know how I watch games. Mac Jones's interception, Stoney, with late in the fourth quarter, I thought that was Saran. I thought that was going to be the game. And I get it. It wasn't. And then also that safety, just the way that happened, after you almost got a safety, I'm thinking there's no way. And then third down, the Zay Jones incompletion, and the Niners just go down masterclass. What? Kendrick Bourne, Tonges, and then McCaffrey, just wow.
One of the big plays of the game was the 4th and 2 from midfield where Jones hit Pearsall. What did Jones see on that play?
Yeah, it was my alert on the play, and we don't really throw it that often, so it was just a great catch. I don't know how he caught that, but it was a great play, and he did a great job in the game. He was open a lot. I could have hit him even more, so I'll watch the tape and see how I can get him the ball more, but Ricky did a great job.
I mean, Stani, you don't get that there. My goodness.
I mean, that tells me.
That
tells me how much confidence Shanahan had in the defense at that point. It was still kind of early in the fourth quarter, but nevertheless, it was, obviously if they don't get that and they turn the ball over there on downs, who knows what ends up happening there. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan talking about Christian McCaffrey. Had him over 100 yards through the air.
Tough as he always is, Christian is never not like that. He battled, did a lot of good things in the run game and the pass game, but that's how Christian is to me every day of his life. So very grateful to have him.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan on Christian McCaffrey, who's now played 3 straight games. Looks pretty good.
And that was a heavy workload yesterday, Stoney. I was talking about how many touches for him, but, man, 27.
How many did he end up with?
27. Yeah. 17 on the ground, 10 in the air. Man.
All right, 888, when we come back, we'll get more into the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570 is the number. They're 3-0 heading to next week against Jacksonville. The San Francisco 49ers are atop the NFC West. How real do you think this is? They've won a lot of games without some of their important players. Are you buying into this team, or do you still need to see more? 888-957-9570 is the number. And coming up on the game, whatever it is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.